You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
The Shine Lord Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. An exciting and amazing night to get a major blessing and a breakthrough and a therapist and so much more. Now, I'm not going to be your therapist. That's not me. No, it won't be me tonight, okay? But we have got some amazing connections for you. As we always do, this is Black History Month. We have been honoring incredible and amazing Black businesses, Black philanthropists, Black historians, Black youth, Black people who are just doing amazing things. It's just awesome to know that we are out there. We are doing incredible things that we always have. And guess what? We always will. You keep grinding. You keep growing. No matter what race you are, listen. What your blessing is there, and it's the best thing that you will ever see. So keep grinding. Keep growing. One of the things that an incredible young man on this past weekend that came onto the Caveman Radio Show. Y'all check that show out. He came on Saturday. One of the things that he said is the dream will never hit the graveyard. He just spoke it into existence. And so I'm letting you know whatever dreams you may have. They will never, ever hit the graveyard. Tonight, we have an incredible young woman who is coming on the show to join us and talk about her incredible life. She is the founder of an amazing black app, a therapy app. It's called Solace, and her name is Allison Valley. She's going to be joining us in just a few minutes. I'm super duper dee duper excited about it. And again, just a fabulous woman doing amazing things across the globe for beautiful people just like me and you. So tonight we're going to be talking men's health, women's health, men's issues, women issues, self-improvement, self-esteem, high and low. We're going to talk about relationships, all that good stuff, relaxation, therapy tips. We're going to have some praise and worship. It's going down tonight. I'm truly, truly excited. So don't go anywhere. This is the Shine Lord Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Of course, I am your girl, Kia D, bringing all this energy along with the amazing Mr.
T. Smiley in the building.
T. Smiley, you brought it down. I like it, T. Smiley said, let's bring it down. He made me drop my mic. Let's bring it down. But you can't bring it down for me tonight. I'm excited. I'm too hyped tonight. You tried. It is what it is. You're an amazing hype guy, just with a lower baritone voice. It's all good. I love it. Shout out to T-Smiler. You can check him out every single Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Cavemen Radio Show. The Cave Radio Show with the Cavemen. See, now, you see, I keep saying it wrong because of the Cavemen. They've added in this new thing called the Cavemen. Y'all got to check it out. If you have a man, a boyfriend, or a husband, or a brother, or whatever, a father, they need to be tuned in to the Cave Radio Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Very fun show. Again, we have an amazing young lady that's going to be joining us tonight. She is the founder of an amazing, incredible, and life-changing app. It's called Solace, and we're going to talk about that with a beautiful Allison Valley here in just a few moments. So don't get it twisted. Don't go anywhere, because we will be right back in just a few minutes with more of the Shine Lord Radio Show on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for
maneuver the jet ski. Cause I serve a God that parted the Red Sea. Multi-million dollar commercials for Pepsi. From food stamps to more ice than Gretzky. I don't gotta talk, the Lord defends me. I watch them all fall for going against me. Cause me and all my angels shot the devil up. While you was trying to pull me down, I leveled up. I leveled up twice, I leveled up three times. He tapped them and told them she's mine. So even when I cried, I knew I'd be fine. Prepared for a miracle blessing in these times. Now praise them, raise them, name it, claim it. Every turn that rises up against me, shame it. I breathe success in and out my lungs. Got the power of life and death coming out my tongue.
Ready for overflow.
It's real easy.
Somebody's
Welcome back to the Shine Lord Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. We are your favorite listening station heard around the globe. That's right, because we talk, we listen, and we take action. This is Black History Month, and I'm super duper excited to, of course, continue all month long to honor and highlight extraordinary Black people around the globe. And this business today that we're going to talk about, this beautiful young lady today that we're going to talk to, is absolutely essential to life, okay? And we're going to talk about why in just a few minutes. I'm going to bring in, of course, my co-host, T. Smiley, who hosts the Cave Radio Show every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. And, of course, the incredible Big Joe, who hosts Mind, Body, and Soul Radio Show, with which airs every single Saturday night at 6 p.m. How you both doing today, my friends?
Doing good, doing good.
Good, good, good.
I'm doing excellent.
Listen, I want to talk about some we have had on the show before, Dr. Carol Lennox, Dr. D-O-C-T-A, that's what she calls herself.
Yes.
Carol Lennox, of course, you had her on your show. I've had her on my show many times. We also have featured Dr. Stacia Alexander, who's known for over 20-plus years, who is an absolutely amazing therapist, and they specialize in incredible things. But tonight, we're going to speak with a young lady who specifically founded an organization that specializes in it's a virtual therapy app for Black people with Black therapists. It's a virtual therapy app. Listen, let me tell you, it's amazing, and I want you guys to have the opportunity to check it out. Tonight, we're going to speak with a young lady. She is a therapist, a crisis specialist therapist, and she received her bachelor's degree at the University of Arkansas. Now, listen, she's from Arkansas, so T. Smiley, who's also from Arkansas, is about to have a good time with this young lady tonight, as well as she's also in a sorority, and I'm in a sorority. Shout out to Delta Sigma Theta, which is an incredible Delta Sigma Theta, Lambda Theta, an incredible organization. I'm a part of course, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Listen, we got a lot to talk about tonight. She's also received a master's in clinical mental health counseling, and she's working on her PhD in counseling, education, and supervision, and she should be done with that by the end of next year. She's an Arkansas native, like I said before, and she has a passion for mental health, the love of the community, and sparked the idea to help Black people reclaim peace throughout Solace. I want to talk about this young lady and about this incredible app. Tonight we are featuring the extraordinary Allison Valley. Woo! Welcome to the show, Queen.
Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. Listen, you are doing major things. First of all, congratulations. And what an amazing idea. I know a lot. Let me tell you something. I've been in the counseling industry. One of my first jobs was working as a receptionist at a counseling industry. I ain't going to tell my age, but that was 20-something years ago. And if they had this back then, oh, man. But you came up with this incredible concept. I want to talk about the incredible app. I want to talk about the concept of why you came up with it. Of course, Solace uses an algorithm to match clients with therapists utilizing the in-scheduling app. The clients have access to text and video therapy sessions. But let's go straight into this incredible app and why you decided, listen, I got to take over for our Black people. I got to do something different. I got to help us.
Yeah, so Solace for me was at the end of my journey through my master's program, and I knew that, of course, I wanted to continue doing direct care with patients, but it was just one of those things where it's like there has to be more, you know, what is my true end game here? And I was talking to a family member who was actually on the Solace team, and she just kind of told me, like, you know, this can really blow up, because she's had a helping hand in a few large adventures as well. And she was like, you know what? I think that this is, like, something you should do. And we were just talking about it, and it's like, I should develop this app. Like, there is such a need because of all the stigmas and all of the other things that we face in the Black community, that something is designed specifically for us to help us, you know, in magnificent ways. And, you know, when you think about being able to do that in the comfort of your own home, I think that, you know, that the reach on that is just incredible. It has amazing potential to do wonderful things.
You are absolutely correct. If you think about all of the people around the globe that could definitely utilize these services and have access to therapy right at their hands. I want to go back to one of the things that you said. You know, there's a stigma in the Black community. You know, I grew up as a kid. Shout out to my parents. They did the best they could. The best job they possibly could do. But I did need counseling at a very young age. You know, there were some things that I went through that put me in a position where I did need counseling. But because I think my parents just didn't know the gravity of my situation, nor did they understand the complexity of what counseling could really do for me. It was one of those things where, no, we're going to church. I'm going to pray this out of you, and we're just going to keep it pushing. Big Joe, I know you also experienced some of the same things. I know you. I'll let you come in here shortly as well, but I'm sure T. Smiley, you probably experienced some of the same things too. And I'm not saying y'all needed counseling. I'm not putting y'all out there like that. I'm just saying there may have been. I know we all grew up in the church, no shade on the church. No shade on the church, but you know it was one of those things where you know our parents was like, you know, we're just gonna pray, and they said nothing wrong with prayer because prayer changes things. But, you know, there's this thing in the Black community where it's like, we don't need counseling. You know, how have you been able to help break that stigma down, Miss Allison?
I always let people know that I am pro Jesus and a therapist too. Like, I've had my own battles, you know, just in my 26 years where it's like, I've had to go to the altar. I've had to go to the therapy room. So I completely understand the people who want to depend only on going to the altar. I completely understand the people that, you know, think that they'll do fine without it. But, like, I stand firmly on Jesus and a therapist because I know what it has done in my life.
So can I jump in real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you kind of opened the door for a second. What is the difference, and I hate to put you on the spot like this, what is the difference between a spiritual problem or a problem that needs counseling?
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good question. So I guess that kind of comes down to you kind of figuring out what the root of it is, right? And sometimes that even figuring out the root of it is going to require you to speak with someone. So I cannot advise on if you should automatically jump straight to the therapy room or if you should go to the altar first. You know, that definitely is going to be something where you have to make that decision on, do I feel more confident in going to my pastor first because he's already, you know, helping me be connected to the head of my life, or do I want to start this new connection? And the most important thing, you have to take a step in either one of the directions, and we're So then you're able to even begin that discussion to get to the root. And you might decide to go to your pastor first, which is wonderful. Like I said, I encourage it. And you start to realize, like, I thought that this was something that just Jesus alone could do for me, that just a conversation with me and my pastor and that guidance could provide for me. And then you kind of realize, like, I also have some other things that aren't necessarily spiritually related that a therapist might be able to help with as well. And, you know, it can happen vice versa. You go to a therapist first, and then you realize I need spiritual guidance that this particular therapist isn't able to provide, which might push you a little bit, you know, more into the arms of your pastor. But you have to decide on a professional first that's going to help you get to the root of that.
Agreed. Powerful. Big Joe?
You got me fumbling with words right now.
You know, it's important, you know, that you speak with someone, especially if you're, you know, feeling what we call blue or depressed, or, you know, some people, I've heard them, you know, say, man, I slept all week. I don't know what's going on. I feel better today, but man, I've had these bouts. I sleep a lot, you know, and I'm, you know, I'm not a counselor or anything, but I do definitely refer people a lot, you know, to different counselors. I'm glad that now I have an opportunity to refer them to Solace, so they can have an opportunity to, you know, a lot of people right now don't want to sit in an office. You know, they're terrified of sitting in that office, actually having that conversation, but you actually have made it easy with the app that you have. I definitely want to talk about some of the services that you are providing. Some of the, you know, I know that, of course, there's so many different types of mental illness, but I do want, and I want to talk about that as well. But let's talk about some of the types of counseling services that you all provide. Is it individual, family therapy, so on and so forth?
So the app will be able to provide individual, and then it will grow out to where it will be able to provide to couples as well as families. But it's going to start primarily engaging with individuals, just because to build an app and allow it to support families is a lot more complex, just because of the features with the video chat and the messaging, you know, all similar to text messaging and FaceTime and using Google Duo, things of that nature. It becomes a little bit more complex once you add multiple users for one particular thing. So that is definitely a feature that we're trying to build out and trying to figure out the best way to do it. And, you know, just the roadblock that we run into is trying to make sure that whatever we put out there, it does not cause harm to someone and it's actually beneficial. So it takes a little bit more time to make sure that we can iron out the dynamics on how, if you and a husband, you and a significant other, you and your children, or, you know, family group wanted to do this together, how can we make sure that that is a streamlined and smooth process that doesn't actually negatively impact you?
I love it. That's beautiful. Very encouraging. I want to just say this, you know, I love the transparency. You know, one of the things that people have to understand is things are a process and they take time. And even though she has an extraordinary website, she has an amazing app, she still is willing to admit she's got somewhere else to go. That's amazing, you know, because that just lets us all know around the globe, no matter who's tuning in, no matter what level you've hit, you know, there's something else that you can do that's bigger, better, and greater. We're really excited for you, Miss Allison, and I guarantee you whatever your heart's desire, if the heart desires to increase this app and make this app better or whatever it is, you're going to have it. I do believe that. I want to talk about self-esteem issues and motivational issues. Are these also some of the things that you can help out with? How to relax, relationship issues, you know, stuff like that?
Yes. So our therapists, they're going to come from, you know, different states, different backgrounds. They're going to be trained in couples therapy, anxiety, depression, self-esteem. We're hoping that we can get those that are trained with eating disorders, just whatever may be impacted, even if it's just something, it's like a life adjustment where you really can't even pinpoint it, but you know you're going through like that period of change where someone is able to sit there with you, well, virtually anyway, and kind of help work you through this time of your life. Just because there are so many Black therapists out there who have incredible skills, and we want them to be able to provide those services through this app as well. So whatever it may be, as long as it is nothing where it will require a higher level of care, a more intense treatment, we want to, that is our goal, to be able to serve everyone, every Black person, no matter what it is that they're experiencing.
I love it. No matter where they are across the globe, am I correct?
Yes. So, of course, we will start in the States just because it takes so much to grow. But the goal is, if you identify as Black, that this app is going to be able to reach you across the globe as long as you have internet.
Yes, I love it. Beautiful. I love it. I love it. I love it. Congratulations to the incredible Allison Valley, founder of Solace. If you're just tuning in, we're excited to have her on the show with us tonight. It's an incredible app, virtual therapy app for Black people. With Black therapists. So, and of course, as you heard here today, they offer a wide variety of services, and she is a Black-owned business, woman-owned business, and we're excited to have her on today. This is Black History Month, and all month long, we are honoring business owners, young, old, and in between. We're honoring historians, and we're excited, so excited to honor and highlight the beautiful Allison Valley tonight. Again, we thank you so much for being here. One of the things that I do know is that you're from Arkansas. What part of Arkansas are you from?
Helena, Arkansas.
What part is that? Helena.
Helena,
okay.
Arkansas. So I'm from the Arkansas Delta.
I love it. You know, I give a couple shout-outs to a couple different people. Ray Scott, Debricia Everett, who's one of our board members. Ray Scott, who's on our PR team. And there's somebody else who's from Arkansas. I can't think of who it is right now, but we got several. And, of course, T. Smiley. T. Smiley's on our team. He's from Arkansas. We have so many people from Arkansas on our team. It's incredible. You know, one of the things that, you know, we know about, I'm from a small town, you know, being from, I think Helena is a small town, right? Yeah. Being from a small town, you know, did you ever know that this is something that you wanted to do, go into therapy? Or, you know, did you realize that later on after you got into high school or college?
Yes, I was aware of this field when I was, I want to say middle school, but what I knew the most about was like psychiatrists, because those are doctors, so you know they always get the highest of praises. So I was initially thinking like I want to be a psychiatrist. In high school, I learned of just psychology, which is the foundation of it all, and I started to take those classes. And I knew by the time that I left high school that I definitely wanted to be somewhere within this field. And as I went through my undergraduate studies, that's when I learned more and more about psychology, what it really means for people, what treatment looks like for people. And that is when I went on and decided to be a therapist. But of course, coming from a small town, I was not aware of what a therapist really was, what a counselor was, aside from a school counselor. So this really, more or less, I feel like it was just one of those things that was bestowed upon me, because I can't even tell you someone in my community I can look in and say that that could have even been the guide of light on this journey.
I got to jump in there again, if you don't mind.
Go right ahead.
You said you didn't know the difference between a therapist and a counselor, and that's a interesting point. For some people, including myself, who might not know what the difference is, do you mind explaining what the difference between a counselor and a psychiatrist is?
Okay. So a psychiatrist is a medical doctor that is trained on psychiatric. So they are the doctors that will prescribe the medications, and they're typically the ones who are responsible for providing a diagnosis for a patient, versus a therapist or counselor, which the terms may be used interchangeably. They just provide the 45-minute talk sessions. They're the ones who are doing the active interventions with you, that are actually sitting there with you in your feelings, going through, you know, the good and the bad with you, versus a psychiatrist, which is, you know, still similar to any other doctor visit. You might see that person for 10 to 15 minutes once a month, once every few months, and, you know, that's as far as it goes. So you develop a much deeper relationship with a therapist than you probably with your psychiatrist. And that is just the big difference, is that the time and the credentials behind it all, because the psychiatrist has the medical training. They had to go off, you know, and go to med school, versus a therapist or a counselor, they just had to go and complete a master's and become licensed to be able to actually do the work alongside with you.
Gotcha. That's brilliant. And you explained it very, very well. Big Joe, did you get that? Did you understand? Did you need her to go deeper?
No.
Oh, that was a great question.
You hit it right on with
you. Yeah, that was a great question. You know, I do want to know why your opinion. You know, why do you think that? You know, as a whole, Black people shy away from counseling, therapy, or any of the sort, you know. Sometimes we won't even go see, you know, the church pastor, you know.
In my opinion, I think that just we as Black people, we have been through so much that, you know, just as individuals and as a society, and when we look down our lineage, we have been through so much. It is extremely hard for us to trust people, especially trust people with such a vulnerable part of ourselves. And to have that trust with someone who may be completely unfamiliar to you is just a process of itself. And I think sometimes that's why it's easier to lean, you know, on the church for those things, because most Black people have grown up in the church. They have some connection to religion, and that makes it much easier for them to choose Jesus over a therapist. But then there are those who were not connected to the church or in some way have been hurt by the church. So it's just like, I can't trust the church. My spirituality is weak or low, or I'm currently in that point in my life where I'm questioning it. And I still don't know, you know, if the people who are already supposed to protect me have hurt me. I don't really know if I want to trust a therapist either. So it's just so much in our history, so many things have happened to us. And then, you know, you add on the fact that we are always disproportionately negatively impacted by some of the most awful statistics. You know, you think about crime and poverty. We are completely disadvantaged to receive the help that we need and to be able to build that trust.
I agree. And how do we get, what's one of the first steps, you know, if, you know, mothers and fathers are listening, and they either have, and grandmothers, grandparents are listening, you know, what's the first real step in, you know, if someone is really hurting, you know, the first true step in order to getting some assistance with your organization, what's one of the first things they need to do?
You said with my organization or just like in general?
No, with your organization. If they're, you know, in need, you know, again, there's no age limit here, I'm sure, I don't know if you see children. I do need to ask about that, but you know, what's the first step in getting connected with you? Is it going to the app? Going to the website? Is it downloading the app? I want people to go ahead and have an opportunity to start connecting with you, and the app or the website, whatever it is that you choose.
Yeah, so right now we aren't servicing children just because it takes a lot of different legal work to work with children. They definitely are planning to be able to help them one day, but at this point we're not. The best way to connect with us is to go to www.soulessapp.com, and you can just shoot us an email through there, and we'll be sure to get back to you. The app is still in a development phase to where it's not widely available. So what we currently are doing now, whenever someone, you know, reaches out to us, we try to have a conversation with them to see what services we are able to provide, and, you know, even help them find a therapist in the meantime, just so there is not a wait time on their healing, you know, so they don't have to wait on us. We're still referring them to even, you know, more Black therapists in the meantime, just so they can go ahead and get what they need.
I love it. I'd love to be able to refer some Black therapists in Texas in the meantime as well. I know some very, very good ones. Shout out to Dr. Stacia Alexander, and shout out to Dr. Brent Wolfskill, both amazing and incredible. And you can find them online, Stacia Alexander and Brent Wolfskill. If you wanted to connect with them, tell them I sent you. I'll make sure I get you their direct contact information, because they're great referrals here in the Dallas-Fort Worth, North Texas area. So if someone reaches out to you here in Texas, you'll have a connection to send them somewhere down here. So I truly appreciate the opportunity to talk to you today, and I'm really thankful for you coming on to the show, and I'm super glad that we got to highlight you and talk about your business, and really excited to see where God is going to take you, and we're definitely lifting you up in prayer on your journey.
Thank you so much. I truly, I'm almost at a loss for words. I am beyond appreciative for the support.
Absolutely. Hey, this is just the beginning, my love. Just the beginning. You watch God move. He's going to show you things you ain't never seen before. You just keep believing and keep doing God's work. and keep letting him use you. And he'll, trust me, he's going to show up and show out no matter what that mangy devil be trying to throw our way, girl. You already know. The other person I was thinking about was Amber Henderson. She's also from Arkansas. Shout out to Amber. She'd be mad if she heard this show later on. I didn't give her a shout out. Shout out to Amber Henderson. I love you, Amber. But real quick, a special word from another fellow Arkansasian. Did I say that right? Did it? Mm-hmm. Arkansan? Is it? Okay. Whatever.
Okay. Arkansan? Yes. Anyway, listen, I just want to say, you know, congratulations on the work you've done. I know since we, you know, you're in Arkansas, isn't it? Look, in Helena, it's not that big. Anybody want to give a special shout out to? I've been there several times, so. Any special shout outs you want to give out today?
Just obviously to my family that's still there. So that would be my mother and father, my grandparents. They are fully supportive for me on this journey, and I would not be where I am in this very moment without them. So.
Cool. Hey, do you know any of the Smith family? I know it's a church, a Colgate church out there. The superintendent Smith. I don't know if maybe you know the Smiths out there in Helena.
I want to say I do.
Yeah, that's. I ain't gonna say that's like blood family, but that's family right there. So I whenever I do come to Helena, sometime I go over there today. Listen, they know how to cook, man. Listen, I'm telling you. I went to Helena one time, and I had a whole country meal.
Talking about
Lord Jesus. Hey, she know what I'm talking about. She know what I'm talking about.
You are always talking about food. She's smiling. He ain't lying. Beach, you ain't lying. You always talking about some food. Evidently, y'all can cook in Arkansas. But I did go to Arkansas a couple times, and every time I go, when I get to eat, y'all definitely can cook. Real talk. Shout out to Arkansas. I'm looking forward to going out there and doing some. Y'all have a lot of land. I want to. What you call that? Roller derby? Not roller derby. Four wheelers. I want to do that. I want to do some of that. Miss Allison, have you done any of that yet?
Yes, I have.
See, don't rub it in. Please don't rub it in today. Don't do it.
No. Now I got to ask, have you rode a horse?
Yes, I have.
Oh, yeah. I love horses.
See what I'm saying? It's fun thing to do in Arkansas, okay? It's fun things. Look, in Arkansas, we go
outside, you know, down here in the city. You know, we like the buildings. We like the flashing lights. But in Arkansas, you know, we can go outside and get muddy and don't have to worry about nothing and come in and, you know, just get that good old food. Here I am again talking about food. I'm going to be hungry.
Tracking mud all in the house.
You know, our mamas wasn't having that down here. Don't you track that mud in this house? Listen, I really love Arkansas, though. Shout out to everybody in Arkansas. We have a huge Arkansas listenership. So shout out to everybody who tunes in from Arkansas. We love y'all out there. Again, thank you so much, Miss Allison, and we truly appreciate it. Again, that website is www.soulace.com. SoulaceApp.com, and it's SoulaceApp.com. SoulaceApp.com. Thank you so much, Queen. We appreciate your presence today, and we look forward to having you back on the show again.
Thank you. I can't wait to come back.
Cool beans. Thank you again. Y'all don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more of the Shine Lord Radio Show with Big Joe, T Smiley, and your girl Kia D. We're holding it down for We Talk Radio.
Maybe I succeeded a little. I jumped up from the floor to the middle. You think I want the credit? I don't. And I know I couldn't do this on my own. And as much as I complain, I see more sunshine and rain. And I could thank my lucky stars. not where my blessings are, nor they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chains. But truth is, I'm not lucky, I'm loved.
Keep up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Welcome back to the Shine Lord Radio Show, right here on We Talk Radio Network.
That's right. We are back. We're back. We're back with more of this incredible show. We're going to give out that key word for tonight's show here in just a few moments. We are back, of course, again on the Shine Lord Radio Show with myself, Kia D., the amazing T. Smiley, and, of course, Mr. Big Joe. Big Joe, you have a question for Miss Allison. We, of course, have Miss Allison Valley here. She is the founder of Solace. It's an app, of course, for black people with black therapists. It's a virtual therapy app. Go ahead and you can speak to Miss Allison. She is back with us today.
Miss Allison, do you want to give out your contact information real quick before I get into this question?
Sure. So the easiest way to reach me is just contact@solaceapp.com, and I get that to my phone. I get it in my email. So that is the best way to reach me. And if people are in the social media, they can contact us through the Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Solace App.
Thank you. I got a two-part question almost. Maybe I don't know, you possibly could answer both questions in one, I'm not sure. What are some of the signs that a person, a child, or you, or someone would show that they need some help? And what is the difference between how would I know the difference between needing a counselor or needing an actual therapist? How would I know the difference?
All right, so I will start with the question on, you know, how do you know if you need a therapist or a counselor? And it can be confusing, but they really are the same thing. Some people call themselves a therapist. Some people will call themselves a counselor. But typically, we're talking about the same, you know, mental health profession. So that part really can be confusing. I've noticed that even when our clients become confused because we use so many different interchangeable terms. But those really are the same position. But the way you would know if you need a therapist, there are a lot of different signs, and it's going to be dependent on the person and what is going on in their life. But if earlier Kia mentioned that some people realize that they're going to a stage of depression because they're sleeping more, while others, you might notice that you're sleeping a lot less and you're stressed out more. You'll notice things like changes in your appetite. So either you're stress eating or you're not eating at all, but somehow you're still feeling completely full. Your body will have physiological responses to stress and worry and anxiety. So you might even have things like more frequent headaches. You can have more frequent stomach aches. Some people have even went, you know, to their doctor because of these things, and the doctor's like, you're perfectly fine, and it really came down to the fact that you are experiencing these things because you're stressed out. You're going through a very difficult time. So it's really like when you are starting to notice, or when someone else is starting to notice that you are changing in some type of way, whether you're being more anxious, whether you're being more withdrawn, or maybe, you know, you were that introvert and now you're overly compensating and becoming an extrovert. Those are more outward signs where you can tell. Some people, it just clicks them, like, I no longer have control of my life and I need help. But there's also a part of you where you can actually be in a good place and you just know that there are things that you would like to remain confidential, but I want to be able to share my story. I want to be able to remove some of this trauma, some of this burden, and I want to talk to a therapist. So to go to a therapist, you don't have to be in a bad place, although it is awesome whether you are in a good or a bad place. So, yeah, the biggest indicators where it's like you definitely need to go is just when you're starting to feel like you're not yourself and people are telling you that you're not yourself.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. It really, there is no straight line approach to it, but that, in the simplest forms, it's just if things are starting to change and you are noticing this change, especially if you're not coping well with the change, then that is probably when it's like, I need to go talk to someone about this change.
Now, what if you're not noticing the change, but other people are saying that you're changing, or say, for instance, they say you're more angry, or you're more moody, but you don't see the change, but you feel like you've been you. You're just help me out here.
Yeah, that is a lot more difficult because, you know, sometimes it's hard for us to see ourselves, especially if we're not walking around looking in the mirror all day, you know, or we're not really paying that much attention to ourselves, which sounds crazy because you're in this body 24/7, but sometimes we do kind of slip away and not realize that we are changing. So if I was thinking of my sister, my brother, you know, my friend, and I'm noticing that they're changing, the best thing you can do is lead with love and compassion and already expect them to kind of be dismissive, expect them to be even defensive because they're, you know, you're telling them that you're changing. Of course, nobody can tell you about you. So already be prepared for them to say that, nah, you're wrong, I'm completely fine, but just continue to lead with love and say, I know you say that you're fine, but I still think that something has changed, right? And instead of making it sound like it's a bad thing, you know, you don't have to gaslight them, but say, I still feel like you might have changed, and maybe you don't think that you've changed that much or at all, but at least consider, you know, talking to someone. We can't force anybody into therapy, but if we at least make it still seem like a positive thing without completely ignoring the negative side of it or what we're seeing, that at least we can hope that it pushes that light bulb off at some point.
Okay, now, how do I know if I'm dealing with problems? How do I know that it's something beyond the therapist where I have to get medication? Or how would I know that I needed to go beyond the counselor?
So if you have already started with a counselor or therapist, they are skilled enough to be able to tell what will be beneficial to you. So we are educated on medications and what they are used for. So sometimes we will even refer you to a psychiatrist to say, like, hey, seems like this might actually be helpful for you. So go and talk to this doctor to see if you will want to go the additional medication route. I'll also be transparent and say that sometimes, as I mentioned earlier, people will go to their actual, like, primary care physician before they ever go see a therapist, depending on what it is, especially if you're just dealing with things like anxiety or depression. Sometimes your primary care physician will prescribe meds to help with that as well, just things that are either going to bring up your mood or trying to stabilize you to the point where you're not always anxious. It really just depends on what it is. But if you go to anyone in any one of these fields, they're trained to know, like, you definitely need meds, or maybe is it a hard line that you have to have them, but it is possible these meds could help as well.
I thank you so much. I believe you have answered all my questions. Kid, are you still with me?
Of course, my friend. I am enjoying the information today. A lot of people actually need this information. You know, of course, people are scared to, you know, pick up the phone and call. You know, black people deal with issues in certain kinds of ways. We push things under the rug. And at the end of the day, when you push things under the rug, you're pushing yourself under the rug. Let's not push ourselves under the rug anymore. Let's get our mental right. Our mental health is extremely important. We can't take care of our children properly. We can't work properly. We can't even think properly. Our mental health is not in the right place. Of course, the incredible Allison Valley has an amazing, amazing, amazing virtual therapy app. Of course, if you're looking for family therapy or group therapy, that is definitely, or even children's therapy, that's coming soon. So you all stay tuned to the soulaceapp.com website so that you can have an opportunity to be blessed in many, many ways. Again, this is a virtual therapy app for Black people with Black therapists. Again, we thank you so much, Ms. Allison, for being here, and we truly, truly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Shout out to Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. You want to give any other shout outs?
No, I think that's probably about it. But you already kind of gave her a shout out, but I give another shout out to Ray Scott just because she is my soror. She works with you guys, and we're from the same hotel. And I'm so thankful that she works there because I know she's going to continue to do amazing things.
Ooh, I love me some Ray Scott. Do you hear me? Oh, my gosh. Miss Regina is amazing. Shout out to my Annie, too, because my Annie, man, boy, my Annie, I'm a Zeta. When she found out I became a Zeta, I thought I was surprising her with a good thing when I came home for Christmas dinner and I had on all this blue and white and all this Zeta stuff. She literally, it took her about 12 years to speak to me again. That's not a joke because she got elephants everywhere. I should have known better. It was a dig. I didn't realize at the time. I was all excited. Ain't he look? And she's like, no, you were supposed to go rest. What are you thinking? What you doing? But at that time, I was all excited. Yay, ain't he? So shout out to my Annie, who's also a Delta as well. We love you. We love you all so much. Shout out to the Divine Nine. Again, thank you so much, Ms. Allison. We appreciate you and can't wait to get you back on the show.
Thank you.
Absolute, absolute. It has been an incredible and amazing night. It's going to give out the keyword, Big Joe. Chief Smiley, you want to give out the keyword for the night? Yeah, listen, you want to give out the keyword for the night? Listen, so excited. This is week three. This is a Shine Lord show, week three. This is the final keyword for the week
Hold on, I got to ask. Do we have the winners by chance? Do we have the winners?
Yes. So the winner for week one is her name was Amanda. There has been no winner for week two. So there is still an opportunity to win for week two. No one has sent in all of the correct keywords. Now, if you want to win, if you're tuning in tonight, go back and listen to all of the shows from last week's show, starting with Kia the Unplugged on last Monday night. Which was the 15th-ish, the 15th of last week. And then Wednesday night, Saturday morning, Saturday night, Sunday night, two shows, listen to all those shows. And you're going to catch all the keywords from last week, write them down, and then you're going to go to WeTalkRadio.com, www.WeTalkRadio.com. Go to the website, go to the Contact Us tab, enter your email address, enter all those keywords, and the first person to enter all keywords is going to win $100. Now, the person that enters all the keywords for the entire month is going to win
$500.
How much?
Right.
How much?
$500. $500.
On a honey. I love it. I wish I could win. But that $500 would look good in my pocket.
So do I.
shout out to our week one winner, Amanda. And again, you have a chance to win for week two. Week three, this is the final show for week three. We're about to give out the keyword. And if you want to win this week, go back and listen to all of the shows from the week. Oh, no, wait. That was this week. This week started on the 15th. I'm sorry. If y'all, week two was the week of the 8th. I'm sorry. Week two is the week of the 8th. Y'all, listen, go back and listen to all of the shows from the entire month, and you can catch all those keywords so you can win $500. You see what I'm saying? Listen, I'm just saying that you can win $100 each week. Just because you won week one, week two, week three, doesn't mean you can't win the whole month. I'm just saying. Listen, the first person who sends in all keywords.
Listen, what I'm saying is whoever wins, but. Listen, it's time to give out that keyword. Listen, the keyword is.
What's the keyword?
The keyword is eight. Eight. The keyword is eight. I'm going to spell it for you. E-I-G.
I'm going to say I
got to spell it for you. I got to spell it for you.
All right.
Let's use it.
Spell it for me.
Spell it. E-I-G-H-T-8.
Use it in a sentence, Big Joe.
I'm going to use it in a sentence. The number 8 is right after 7.
Nice. Good job. That was a great sentence. That was amazing. I love it. That was no, that was good. That was real good. And very explainable. I love it. Easy, simple. Right. People can't mess that up. All right, cool beans, because there are two kind of eights. The crazy thing about the Texas language, the English language.
You know I almost started to go.
The English language.
We ate some last night.
Not A-T-E-8, but the number 8, E-I-G-H-T-8. Okay, I'm for real, though. But we had to spell it, because you know
how we are.
Yeah, somebody was going to say A-T-E in a heartbeat, so we got to spell it out, because we don't want y'all to mess it up. We want y'all to truly have access to this money, okay? Y'all check us out on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can check us out under We Talk Radio. That's all one word. Under YouTube and LinkedIn, you can check us out under We Talk Radio Network. That's two words. We Talk Radio is one word, and the network, of course, is the second word. You can also check us out on our website, www.wetalkradio.com. And, of course, here at We Talk Radio, we talk, we listen,
and we take action now.
We take action. Super excited that y'all are hanging out with us tonight. We love what we do, being radio personalities, being producers, whatever it is that we do, we absolutely love it, and we do it just for you. Again, this month we're celebrating Black History Month. Next month we're celebrating Women's Month. If you have a mighty mom, because we're celebrating moms too, if you have a mighty mom and you want us to honor her, go send us an email, and you can do that by going to wetalkradio.com, go to the Contact Us tab, and then you'll have an opportunity to send over your information right there with all of your mom's information. We want to connect with you and highlight these incredible moms around the globe, okay? A shout out to the amazing Allison Valley, Big Joe. Now, this was an amazing interview tonight. I really had fun. Allison Valley is an incredible young lady, again, from a small town in Arkansas with big dreams, big goals, big hopes, you name it, and she is literally attaining every last one of them. So no matter where you're from, the big city with the big city lights, or a small town in Arkansas or Mississippi or Texas, no matter where you are from, just know your dreams will never hit the graveyard. You know what I'm saying? I love it. Again, this is the Shine Lord Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. We'll be back with more of this incredible and amazing show with your boy Big Joe, me, Kia D, and my main man, T. Smiley, on We Talk Radio Network.
Time to step.
tuned in to We Talk Radio Network. This is the Shine Lord Radio Show. Keep tuning in. Keep listening for your blessing.
I'm got Jesus on my, I got that, I got that. Jesus on my, I got that.
Please welcome to the stage Ted and Sherry. I wrote this song for Ted and Sherry. I don't know if y'all knew that.
Incredible classic and always will be. You have heard amazing praise and worship and gospel music tonight, inspirational music, motivational conversation tonight. I hope you were inspired by something that was said, motivated by something that was said tonight. And we definitely want to honor the incredible Allison Valley. founder of the app Solus, the Solus app. And, of course, you can find her at www.solusapp.com. And that's SOULACEAPP.com. Black-owned business, woman-led business, woman-owned business. Really excited to be a part of her mission and be a part of everything that she does. A super exciting opportunity. If you're an investor and you're looking to invest here, I'm telling you, this is a great opportunity. Make sure you check out Allison at her website, and I'm telling you, great opportunity here. This is seriously beautiful because, again, this is an opportunity to help around the globe. So if you are an investor or know an investor, definitely send them in Allison's direction. We are blessed to be able to do what we do here every single day, but blessing people with incredible music, entertainment, news, motivation, conversation, inspiration. You name it, we do it here on We Talk Radio Network. We do talk, we listen, and we take action, and we're excited to do that. Shout out to all the radio personalities, all of the team members, all of the listeners, everybody around the globe who really continues to make this the number one listening station. And I literally know that there's so many incredible ways to go and grow, and I just can't wait to get there. So I'm going to ask T. Smiley to close us out in prayer tonight, and then we're going to go out with a little praise and worship from the incredible and amazing Fantasia. We saw her in concert last year. Woo! Ooh! Ooh! I love some Fantasia. Ooh! T. Smiley, you remember that concert, that Fantasia concert? Tore the house down.
She did it. She tore the house down, and she brought in the church. She brought in church at the concert. It was a blessing just watching her perform. So without any further ado, like we always do, we're going to pray. We're going to Father God, we just thank you for just waking us up this morning, God. As the song says, celebrate, God. We celebrate your holy name, God. We celebrate you, God. We give your name all the praise, honor, glory that is due unto you, God. We celebrate your name, God. We bless you, and we ask that you just keep us safe all throughout this week, God, as you continue to keep us safe under your wings and under your arms, God. We ask that you continue to be with us, God, as we be back here tomorrow at 8 p.m. for the Kia DM Club. We ask that you just keep everybody safe on tonight, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Shout out to my uncle, Daryl Green, who is still a faithful listener of We Talk Radio Network. But many, many years ago, he was one of my first listeners to We Talk Radio Network, and I used to pray out on every single radio show. And then at some point in time, I stopped praying out the show out. I don't even know why, but I did. And he called me up one day. He was like, I haven't heard you pray your show out in a while. And he reminded me of how important prayer is. So shout out to my Uncle Daryl. And thank you all for tuning in to the incredible Shine Lord Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
Maybe more, hey. And tonight I made my bed right on the floor. Woo! The enemy really tried to take me out, hey. He knew which is that shall knock me down,
hey, come on.
But I'm defending after all I've been through,
yes,
I survived it all and it's because of you,
hey.
Whoa.
But you're the only one that
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality of shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, and we take action using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up our incredible radio station that broadcasts to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, We Talk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit us on our website at www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Are you an ambitious woman looking to take charge of your career goals? If so, Meredith Ward has you covered. Known as your career and startup business strategist, Meredith is a corporate leadership coach, public speaker, video podcast host, and the founder and CEO of In Charge Career Consulting. In Charge Career Consulting exists to provoke, empower, and educate women to achieve their ambitions as corporate leaders and entrepreneurs, coaching her clients to develop influence and authority. While advancing through the ranks of corporate leadership, Meredith helps women gather the right resources and develop a plan to pivot into full-time entrepreneurship smoothly. On top of all of that, she recently launched her newly founded platform, She Is In Charge, a video podcast and workshop entertainment resource for businesswomen. Subscribe today and you'll gain access to free business resources on topics like strategic career planning and advancement, business development and growth tactics, salary negotiation, revenue-generating methods, networking, social politics, and more. Want to showcase your experiences and expertise through the lens of corporate life and entrepreneurial journey? Then you're invited to be featured on one of Meredith's upcoming She's In Charge video podcast interviews and entertainment workshops. Contact the team directly at info@nccareerconsulting.com and provide your full name, phone number, website, and the best time to contact you. A representative will respond to you regarding the next steps. Get featured, subscribed, or schedule a consultation with Meredith today.
Got 6 minutes. Twitch it, twitch it. Listen, don't you worry about it. Because out of all of that, I still got to cry out to him and say, Lord, deliver me. It hurt me, so I had to say, Lord, deliver me, yeah, cause all I see to do is hurt me, oh Lord. Anybody can testify, hurt me, and I say, Lord. I need you to change the way.
Scream at your neighbor and say, I'm coming out. No, I want you to scream at him like you really know you're coming out. I'm gonna praise him for the good and the bad. Because I know, let me tell y'all something, if he did it for me, I know he'll do the same for you. So this time I want you to grab your neighbor by the hand and lift it up real high and say, we're coming out of this. We're coming out.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.